The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, please do so, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Over the next 2 hours, you have us. We just appreciate your listenership very much. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com interacting with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to get over there in just a moment. Want to give a real quick shout out to KMET 1490 AM in Palm Springs, California. KTOX in Needles, California, and WEZO 1230 AM in Augusta, Georgia for picking up our program. We appreciate your trust very much. Again, for you new listeners, if this is the first time that you've ever listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me say it this way. When you look at what used to be taught in public schools, all the way up until the end of the early 60s, up until 1962, there used to be something called the George Washington Farewell Address. And he said that religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Let me take it to the predecessor, Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson. He said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You can't have one without the other." And for those that don't quite understand what I'm saying yet, when you go into any civil building in the United States of America, or if you read any preamble in all 50 states of our union, it all starts out acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution, which we're laid out in concerning common law. And the seedbed would be the Declaration of Independence, because we all understand that we derive our rights given unto us by our Creator. Just wanted to let you know, okay? So there you have it again. Thank you for your trust over there, new listeners. Folks, what we're going to be talking about over the next 2 hours here is what William Bloom said. He said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. Did you hear what I said? Former U.S. State Department employee William Blum, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. We're going to take you down the road of conspiracy theories that just happen to be, well, in fact, conspiracy, friends. Just give it a little time. And again, for the new listener, do understand that I had a Facebook listener, a radio listener that was on Facebook, and he said, "You know, Bradley, it's interesting." He said, "You know, 50 years ago, and by the way, I'm still in my 40s, hallelujah, but going back to this older gentleman, he said, "You know, 50 years ago, we were told this was all theory." And that's all you have to do is ask the question, who told you that it was a theory? Of course, the state-controlled, bought and paid CIA-controlled media is the one that told you that it's all theory, folks. You have the conspirators polarizing and demonizing anybody that exposes them with a word of truth. And folks, you need to wake up as to what's going on. And then we're going to jump over to Jeremiah 11, 1 through 10, so you can understand that conspiracies are scriptural. And you need to understand that conspiracies always happen within. I'll explain more when we get to it. Folks, we see what's going on in North Carolina. We see that this criminal administration is attempting to push down the throats, literally, of anybody that rejects their dangerous, abominable lifestyles and their dangerous ideologies, for a better way of saying it. They're using totalitarian methods, folks. They're using government by force. And I'll tell you what they're going to get as a response is war. Folks, the rule of law is peace, but the rule of force is war. And you better bet your bottom dollar that this administration at every given turn is trying to create domestic insurrection. You do need to understand who's responsible for it. It is the communists within, regardless if you want to see it that way or not, friends. Do a little homework and you'll understand that there are communists that are working within, trying to divide the people one against another, divide and conquer. Now, to say that, they know, the American people do, and I know, and you do, the listeners of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that folks, they're trying to push everything against the American people at will, without obstacles. They just want you to accept it regardless if you like it or not. What am I talking about? Well, for those that know, I've done about 360 high schools. I can't tell you how many colleges I've done. I can't tell you how many tea parties I've done. I can't tell you how many interviews I've done. I can't tell you how many television programs I've done, friends. We're out there. And we've been spent for the kingdom of God for the last 20 years in this country. And we can do this. I want to let you know that. But I told the American people 6 years ago when the NEA, the National Education Association, began to push on the young people in public schools, our posterity who's being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, the homosexual sodomite agenda, which is illegal in this country. You can check out any state preamble. You can check out any state. That's where it starts. And then go to the state statute and you will find that in every state of our union, friends, the sodomy lifestyle is a felony in this country. Every single state, okay? We know that up until 1962, if you were caught in the act of sodomy in Rhode Island, you'd go to prison for 21 years. We also know that in 1962 in California and throughout the United States, they were actually teaching kids in their health classes that if they were to encounter a lesbian or a homosexual, they were to turn them into the authority because they are mentally ill. Okay. Now they're trying to tell you that either you accept us or else what? And what we know is, friends, that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, the homosexuals, they play the victim when in fact they're the ones perpetuating the crimes. Going back to schools, I told you 6 years ago what was going on. My ministry came under tremendous persecution from the state-controlled narrative because we were showing the kids that it was illegal in the United States of America. And by the way, the kids in public schools are rejecting this. They're regurgitating what they're trying to force on them literally today. But the NEA came up with something called a gay caucus. That wasn't good enough. And I told the American people it's not going to stop there. You're dealing with people that are at war with God. I said it's going to keep going on and it's going to keep escalating. And you're dealing with a reprobate people, people that are at war with God. And I want to say this, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Now, to say that, I was right. And then what took place shortly thereafter? Well, that wasn't good enough. Now the NEA came up with something called a drag queen caucus. Okay? Now we can see what they're trying to bring it to, friends. They're trying to bring it to transgenderism. And by the way, now the pedophiles in the United States are wanting to be a protected class of people. But knowing that now the President of the United States of America said to North Carolina that's rejecting the transgender bill, folks, right? He told that state that if you reject the push for gender-neutral bathrooms, I'm going to withhold all of the tax dollars to your state.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all of the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Having done 360 high schools publicly, two of them were Christian schools, the rest were public. Folks, you've never lost the right to do what you've always done. 70% of those that do public high school assemblies across the country are Christian preachers. Okay? So we can see who the sodomites are at war with, and we also know that the President of the United States, the criminal himself, the first gay president, might I add, has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals, lesbians, and transvestites to governmental positions to attack you, America. You do need to understand that that's what's going on in this country. And we can see the hopefuls in the Republican Party are going along to get along. And as I've shared so many times in the past, friends, if you have not taken the time to see the documentary Conspiracy of Silence, you'll understand why there's so much compromise going on in Washington, D.C. They are controlled. Folks, an ICE investigation under Brian Bender, Boston Globe, 6 years ago, had found that the Defense Department of the United States of America, that over 5,000 members were downloading child pornography onto their websites. So why are you in trouble, America? Because the sodomites are at war with you. We spent a little time the week before last exposing the homosexual manifesto. The homosexuals said that it was a satire, friends. It's just a theory, and we're going to be talking about that in a couple minutes. It's just a theory. No, it's not, friends. Read the homosexual manifesto, which is in the congressional record, friends, since 1987. Folks, read it and tell me that's not exactly what's going on in your country today. I mean, folks, you got men that think they're women. And folks, the crimes that are being committed against our children, and just think about this, the President of the United States of America is making your children and opening up your children and your grandchildren to become a prey before pedophiles. I do want you to understand that. I want you to understand that. And I also want you to understand, for those that are criminal in mind and you're reprobate, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Isn't it interesting how I've always said the end aim is the children, friends? But again, I was just a conspiracy theorist back then when I was telling you that. No, they wanted to get this far because they want more control. They want to wield power over you. And that's exactly what's going on in the targets today. Now, let me rewind just a little bit. I told you the NEA had a homosexual caucus. That wasn't in public schools in America, friends. Yes, in your backyard. That wasn't good enough. I said, after that one first came forth, I said, watch the crimes on students from teachers. Mark my words, it's going to increase. Guess what happens? All of a sudden, you're beginning to see pedophile crimes against our children in public schools. Then all of a sudden, that was the first step. The second step was, you know what? We need a drag queen caucus in public schools. Folks, are you kidding me? If your kids are in public schools, are you kidding me? Honest to God, are you kidding me? That you would subject your kids to this kind of stuff? You pull your kids from public schools in the United States, guess what, friends? They're going to have no one to illegally indoctrinate through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Think and enforce the law. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and you are the law, America. Well, that wasn't good enough. Then remember Barack Hussein Obama appointed none other than Kevin Jennings, a radical homosexual, the founder of GLSEN, who was the one that was responsible for saying bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, use totalitarian methods. Hold up the shield like you're the victim, but have the spear behind the shield and attack. That's what they've been doing, friends. Listen to what Barney Frank, the known, he was under a pedophile investigation, folks. He was indicted in investigation into a pedophile ring. But also keep in mind, Barney Frank's a former congressman from Massachusetts, is also a self-proclaimed homosexual. But just think about Paul Benazzi from Conspiracy of Silence that I told you about during the first segment. He was the young man that was flown to his house and sodomized in his basement over and over and over again. Watch Conspiracy of Silence. Keep in mind that after Don't Ask, Don't Tell, just think about that name, friends. This is your government that derives their just powers from the consent of we the people, naming one of their programs, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's criminal, friends. Right? He said, two down, two to go. He said, for those that are worried about the radical gay lobby, he said, you haven't seen anything yet. What do they need to tell you, America? See, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And as I've shared to the new listener, I want you to hear this. Those that listen to me on a continuous basis have already heard this. But you need to understand that on the heels of the radical homosexuals in the United States of America is none other than the radical Muslims using the same methodologies. Because they're trying to implement foreign law. Sharia law in the United States of America through the criminal in the White House. That's why they're using the homosexuals to be a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty, America. And folks, in every given state that they have legalized homosexual marriage, folks, it's called unlaw. It's not law at all. It counters our Constitution in the United States of America, Article 4, Section 4. What they are doing at every step of the way is violating our law. But they don't. As long as you don't know the difference, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. But going back again, friends, I'm making my point, line upon line, precept upon precept. Kevin Jennings, Obama's Safe Schools are, he was the one that wrote the foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. His icon was none other than Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, a North American Man-Boy Love Association, right? In America, friends, that is, monitored by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Whatever that means, I don't know. But the FBI watches these organizations. Now, America, they watch you. Just ask the DHS and ask this criminal administration. You're the problem now, America, because you've given them power. Because you fell for the fact that they are, in fact, victims. No, they're not victims, folks. If they are, what are they the victims of? I would ask you that. 1-866-582-9933. They're the victims of the law that we are all ruled by, like it or not. Again, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We are a constitutional republic ruled by an empire of laws, not a democracy, the way that you've been told, and through the opinions of the people or the masses of the people. Baloney. That's not who we are. Folks, did you know that NAMBLA, their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late? It's all aimed at the children. It's all aimed at the kids. And now we can see, up to my point, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, did you know that Target Did anybody take the time to see what's going on with Target outside of the fact that they are $2.5 billion? Did you hear what I said, folks? Listen carefully. They are now $2.5 billion in 10 days as over 1 million Americans pledged to boycott them. Their stocks sank $2.5 billion in 10 days. In 10 days. 1 million people have pledged to boycott Target. Hey, folks, when they first advocated homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, me and my wife said, we're done. We haven't shopped at Target for 10 years. And until you send the message to these people that we will not tolerate your crimes, you know what? We're not going to come to your stores. We're not going to be buying your products. We're not going to walk through your doors anymore. That's the message that you need to send. Now, I want to take it another step, okay? Because they're attempting to incriminate anybody that stands against transgenders now, right? And just keep in mind, during the first segment, I said right at the end of the first segment, President Barack Hussein Obama threatened the state of North Carolina to withhold billions of dollars from that state if they don't allow Chad Severance, who is a convicted felon, he's a pedophile, friends, that's heading up the gender-neutral bill in North Carolina. Barack Hussein Obama said, if you don't allow him, that pedophile, that convicted felon, to go ahead and do what he wills through gender-neutral bathrooms in North Carolina, I'm going to withhold tax dollars from your state. That's what you have allowed the President of the United States to do to other states. I mean, outside of the fact that he's already transgressed the Constitution over 1,083 times, I mean, pretty crazy stuff, right? Apparently, you haven't taken the time to read Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States, which means for the smallest infraction of our laws in the United States of America, he can be, guess what? He can be impeached. He can be indicted and charged for the smallest of violations, friends, misdemeanors, not felons. And I would ask the question to my listeners, how many times does this administration need to be caught with the smoking gun in hand before you actually enforce the law, because you are the law? 318 million people in this country tolerating the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population to your own demise. Crazy stuff. Did you know that sex crimes on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sex crimes targets Target stores, what they don't want you to know in which occurred in their stores. Number one, suspected arrest and Target sexual assault of a 11-year-old girl. Number two, man arrested for store gropes to face multiple sexual assaults and charges, prosecutors say, at a Target store. Number three, man with history of molesting women arrested. Case may be related to St. Louis County sexual assault. Number four, all these crimes taking place at Targets, and why wouldn't they? They're making your children a prey, America, and you seem to be okay with it. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is still my intro, friends. You know, it's interesting that people will say, well, I've heard this before. Well, that's great. What are you doing about the problem? We know that there's a million people in the United States of America that are beginning to understand what this conspiracy theorist, which would be me, I was accused of by the sodomite communities. There's a million people that are beginning to understand what I told you 6 years ago isn't a game. That's all you had to do is look over to Canada to understand what was going to happen in America. The first thing that the sodomites over in Canada did was step over God in their nation's preamble. That's the first thing they had to do. And it was their first and their last mistake, by the way. Study history, his-story. But the first thing the sodomites did was attack the church. Anybody that didn't agree with them, guess what? You better do what we say or else. In America, just think about it. You're letting a bunch of effeminate men that think they're women trample over the top of you while you're sitting there watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. And your kids are being subjugated to all of this garbage every day of the week. And this is what it's about. Just read the Homosexual Manifesto. The second thing they did in Canada, for those that did not know, was they attacked homeschoolers. The sodomites, for some reason or other, all of a sudden took the reins over government. No, it is government. Ask Chai Feldblum, an appointee of Barack Hussein Obama, who said that there's government interest in this. Of course there is. They think they're getting their way when in fact they're being used, the homosexuals are. And so are the Muslims and any other group of people that war against heaven. Rest assured, the very pit that they dig, friends, they're going to fall into it. I just don't want to go with them, and I'm not going to in Jesus' name. Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. I am. Did you know the third thing they did over in Canada when the sodomites began to attack everybody that didn't agree with them? You know what they did? They wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. That's all I told you, America, 6 years ago. This conspiracy theorist told you, just look to Canada. Now you're finding out that the sodomites are who I said they were. And they're doing exactly what I told you that they would do. I'm just a little surprised that the American people have stood down in the face of protecting their own children from a bunch of men and criminals, friends, because criminals they are. This is crime in this country. And a crime is when you break the law, right? It's sin before God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. I just shared with you, friends, that Target stores are now saying, hey, you can go ahead. If you're a man and you think that you're a woman or vice versa, you can just go in the bathroom. Guess what the fruit of that is? You open the door and the pedophiles catch wind of this. And guess what they do? They prey on your children. They prey on those people that are in the bathrooms. Oh, Bradley, that's just so far out there. You're a glutton for punishment, America. You're a glutton for punishment. Suspect arrested in Target sexual assault of 11-year-old. A man arrested for store gropes to face multiple sexual assault charges, prosecutor says. This is all at Target, friends. And let me ask you another question. Is not the Target CEO and other companies that actually transgress our constitutional law, are they not to be held accountable for the crimes committed against our children? You better bet your bottom dollar. And you can bet your other bottom dollar, friends, that one of these parents of one of these children that have been assaulted at a Target already, friends, I'm just at the beginning of this. They're going to catch on to the fact that, wait a second, you were the one that opened the door. You were the one to announce that they could come to a Target and do the things and commit the crimes that they have committed against the innocent. That's what someone needs to catch on to. They need to take it right to the top and deal with them. Because, folks, this is a felony. I want you to understand that. Man with history of molesting women arrested. Case may be related to St. Louis County sexual assault. All at a Target store. South Bend police looking for men who perform sexual act at a Target department store. This just recently, by the way, too, friends. Police tip leads to man wanted for touching young girls at Targets. Suspect accused of sexually assaulting girl at Sandy Target turned self in. Sexual assault suspect arrested at Folsom Target store. All at Target's, friends. Anderson PD, Peeping Tom took pictures of people in Target bathroom. Why wouldn't they? They've been given permission to do it. Man arrested for taking photos of woman in Target bathroom. How come nobody's talking about criminal charges concerning the CEO of Target? Because it's going to go there sooner or later. It's going to go there sooner or later. And folks, now at this point, you have been warned. I've been shouting this from the rooftops for 6 years. I've taken folks, everything from the conservatives to the professed church as a hater, as targeting. No, friends, no pun intended. This isn't about targeting anybody. This is about protecting the children and those that are being targeted by criminal pedophiles. That's what this is about. And if you don't think straight, you probably didn't hear that. And what's been the fruit of it? Target stocks sink by $2.5 billion in 10 days as over 1 million Americans pledge to boycott them. Oh, you know what, America? Good for you. Good for you, America. You're going to boycott them now? Good for you. Hey, what about the 11 people that I just highlighted that have been violated by pedophiles in Target stores because Target gave them permission to go ahead and do it? Justice is the guardian of liberty. I'll tell you what you're going to do, America. You're going to stand down. You're going to let them get away with what they've just done. The abuses of those little innocent children that have been violated by pedophiles who have been given a pass to go ahead and do what they want to do because, after all, the President of the United States said it was okay. Really? I didn't know that he was the law. No, he works for we the people, friends. And he doesn't have a right to tear down the Constitution or the enumerated laws and to recreate them in his own devilish image because he said so. He's not above the law. You're the law, America. Under God. One nation under God. So when you get a moment, do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I could talk about this topic for 3 hours. I could talk about who's doing the hating every step of the way. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And they hate the truth, the sodomite communities do. And this is why they always want to have their little controlled narrative, friends. This is why they're using the state-controlled media, who has less than a 6% approval rating. 94% of Americans say they don't agree with the state-controlled narrative. Good for you. It's CIA-controlled, friends. You do need to understand that. It's all CIA-controlled. Live radio. Hang on. Live radio. Pulling something up here for you, because I always want to make sure that I'm clear in what I'm saying. CIA director, 1981 to 1987, William Casey, again, the CIA director, said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people and the public believes is a complete lie." Just so you understand what's going on in this country, friends. And again, what this is all about is your sin finding you out, friends, because you've been listening, you've been too busy listening to your favorite talking head that does nothing more than talk around the issues rather than deal with them. I don't care if it's in the church. I don't care if it's on conservative radio, friends. They are the reason that you are in a corner today. Your backs are up against the wall, America. And unless you respond lawfully, nothing's going to change in this country. And your kids will be subjected to more of this. They want to normalize pedophilia, friends. That's what this is all about. Just ask the Muslims. Because, friends, globally, they're using the Muslims through totalitarian methods and their ways of life. By the way, these are the sort of people, friends, that God drove out before this nation. In the righteous in Christ Jesus, friends. And now you're allowing them to come in and seep into your country. To do exactly what the pedophiles want to do to your children, because they do it over in their country, for those that didn't know. You're surrounded. You know what, Christians, I want you to listen carefully. I remember Dick Winters, 506, 101st Airborne, Band of Brothers. They were going to Bath Stone. They had no ammo. They had no clothing, very little clothing. They were freezing cold. Little to no food. And they went to the front line concerning Bastogne to hold the Germans. And a guy came up to him and said, "Hey, listen, I don't know that I can bring any more ammunition." He said, "Captain, you're completely surrounded." Now listen to me, Christians. Captain Winters said in his wisdom, as a paratrooper who was who paratrooped down into the land of the enemy, he said, "We're supposed to be surrounded." Listen to me, friends. You're supposed to be surrounded. You have these stickers on the back of your cars that say, "Hey, these colors never run." Praise God they never run. What do? They stand up in the spirit of valor, integrity, honor, and bravery. And what do? Patriot means to uphold dying laws. America, it's time for you to show the world who you serve. Because I want to let you know something. I serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus' name. And the darker that it gets in the United States of America, I want you to understand that we shine brightest, the church does. This is what we're supposed to do. When you look in Scripture from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, what do you see, friends? You see nothing but a bunch of people, patriarchs, innocent individuals who were weak, and they were strong because they knew that they were weak in their God, that understood that every step of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. America, listen carefully. We can do this if we're willing to fight for it. That's why every night of my life, I'm in the Word of God. I'm in prayer for at least 2 to 3 hours every night. I want you to understand this is why I feed on the bread of life. Because my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. They never will. And the seed of the righteous is forever. I want you to understand that. It is. We're not going anywhere. I don't care what the enemy has to say. I want them to see my daddy. Hey, folks, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's time to move, America. It really is. It's time to move. We're going to shift topics in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
The Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, I wanted to let you know we really, truly do appreciate you making us the number one show on Saturdays. That means a whole lot. And I can tell you right now, it's because we're willing to tell you what you already know. We're speaking the consciousness of America, and we're putting our feet upon the word of the Lord. And we're telling you, friends, that listen, as long as your feet are upon the rock, you ain't going anywhere. And yes, I said ain't. A-I-N-T. That's in my new dictionary, right? I mean, if they're modifying every other word, why can't I modify that? But I'm just having a little fun. The bottom line is, we appreciate you because you understand what it's going to take to expose the lie. And I want to tell you, it's not going to be just having the knowledge. Nope. It's taking the knowledge and the hope that Christ bestows upon you, and it moves on what's in your heart. The hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. Faith without works is dead, friends. You got to do the stuff, as we say in the ministry. Because remember, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Let's get over to this. William Blum, former U.S. State Department employee, said, no matter how paranoid or conspiracy-minded you are, what the government is actually doing is worse than you can imagine. I got to tell you, I love this topic. Why? Because I'm humored by people. Because they believe, they say they hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say they don't believe what the media says, but they act out what they say they don't believe. Oh, I don't believe a thing they say. Then why are you falling in line with their lies? Why is it that they know how to lie better than you know how to live the truth? Shame on you. It's time to tell the truth, act out the truth, and shame the devil, and allow Jesus Christ to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, because that's what he purposed himself to do, and to deliver his people from their sins. 1 John, Matthew 1:21 as well. So, let's get to this. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. You know, and if you take that to scripture, we can see in Jeremiah 11, it tells us, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. Of course. Of course. Some of you people that are older are probably thinking he's singing the Mr. Ed song. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless. You get the point. Right? Boy, that was on before I was born. I'm talking to my son right now who's running the show. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I'm not that old yet, Buggy. All right, Sam. So, here we go. Changing topics. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has almost come exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost superhuman power and cunning. To conspire means to join in a secret agreement to do unlawful or wrongful act, or to use such means to accomplish a lawful end, which, by the way, it's not lawful. So therefore, the term conspiracy theory is frequently used by scholars in popular culture to identify secret military, banking, or political actions aimed at stealing power, money, or freedom from the people. Do you think that there's a conspiracy in the United States of America? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar there is a conspiracy within. You better bet your bottom dollar that there is a conspiracy today, friends. As a matter of fact, if you want to define conspiracy from none other than the very well-respected Matthew Henry, the commentator, he said, what was the conspiracy? They designed to overthrow divine revelation. I have a friend that's a CIA agent, former. He wanted me, probably about 6 months ago, he called me and he said, let your listeners know that Barack Hussein Obama's objective is to destroy America's Christian heritage and the United States Constitution. Well, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama said on the eve of his presidential inauguration, he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, and 318 million Americans have allowed him to do so. In 7 3/4 years. So they designed to overthrow divine revelation. Well, they're using that. They're doing that. They're attacking Christians. They're labeling Christians in America as terrorists now. Again, just ask the DHS. Gun owners, pro-lifers, pro-marriage, so on and so forth. Those that agree with moral law, God's moral law, you're the enemy. You know, it tells us in the book of Psalm chapter 2 that the kings, they gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us cut their bands asunder. But what was the reply from heaven? Be encouraged, church. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh upon them. He shall have them in great derision. He shall break them in pieces as a potter's vessel. Hey, folks, with you and God, you're in the majority always. Just ask King David. Read Psalm 18, Psalm 27, folks. Read the Bible. I mean, nothing but victory to an obedient people, and nothing but defeat and judgment to a disobedient people. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. So, conspiracy is found among them by whose eyes is in the hidden works of darkness. There's an abomination against God and religion, said Matthew Henry. A dangerous designed form to overthrow God's government. You are a Christian nation, America. And bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. Hello. The intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness. Do keep in mind, friends, that those that are antichrist, which have been continuously peppered throughout history over the last 6,000 years, the spirit of antichrist always does the same thing. He prospers in peace and through deception. That's how he prospers. They were linked together in design and, as usual, among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. What the conspiracy was. They designed to overthrow divine revelation. It'll never happen. Hey, William Cullen Bryant was right when he said, truth crust to the earth will rise again. It always will. Hey, folks, you don't have to defend the truth. Let it loose. It's like a lion. It will defend itself. Rest assured. Amen. Hallelujah. We still have freedom today, America, to stand up and right the wrongs. It's not over until the fat lady sings, and I don't see the fat lady singing. Sorry. And even if she was, I'd go over to her, and I'd rebuke her for not trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Amen? You know what they'd be doing if I was in a black church, right? Bring it down. You heard my son over there. By the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to topic, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, they were linked together in the design. They designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside. Who's the likes of the ACLU and freedom from religion aimed at, friends? Christians. Hey, folks, it's not freedom from religion. It's freedom of religion. Read the First Amendment. It's called the Bill of Rights, right? And the Bill of Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people, right? They did all they could to go ahead and take the authority of scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw the people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles and make the court to them as their benefactors. Right? Are you seeing that today? The Supreme Court is now seated with 9 friends, black-robed tyrants that judge not according to their purpose to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and to discover and apply a law. No, now they're a bunch of lawless activists and legislators where they they go ahead and gut the pith and the marrow concerning attempting to take out every jot and tittle of law so they can bring in lawlessness because they're trying to establish something called a New World Order, like it or not. Just ask George Bush. Go online. You'll hear him talk about it over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit back in the 90s. Okay? Which, by the way, everybody used to call that a theory, too. Right? But we know what this is all about. Human reason shall be their God, a light within their God, an infallible judge their God, saints and angels their gods, the God of this or the God of other nations shall be theirs. Thus, under several disguises, they are in the same confederacy against the Lord and against His anointed. Who were involved in the conspiracy? One would have expected to find foreign ringleaders in it, but no. The inhabitants of Jerusalem are in conspiracy in America with men of Judah, in America and the cities. And country agree in this. However, they may differ in other things. Those of this generation seem to be the conspiracy or in the conspiracy with those of foregoing generation to carry on the war from age to age against Christianity. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers and have risen up in their stead, a seed of evildoers and increase of sinful men. Folks, okay, so we get the gist of who they are. We see them all around. Hey, folks, you know those that serve we the people that are in the guise of American government, who are foreign to American government. We call them criminals in this country. You know who they are. You know their names. You know the crimes that they have committed. And again, friends, they do what they do because the American people tolerate what they do. Read Article 2, Section 4 concerning the judges, Article 3, Section 1.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.